Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
And if you don't know, you're going to learn tonight. Welcome to a special edition of Full Fantasy Radio. I would like to first say thank you to my special guest last night, Cynthia Randolph, founder of Cater to You, Inc., and Catherine Waddell, creator of Dreams Woven Support Network. Also to Kason Bolton of Got Controversy Radio and Angel B of the Praise Network, who came out and show support, and were my special guests for the Quit Slacking and Make It Happen in 2014 3-day event. So without further ado, can I give them their props? I did not have this before, and they really deserve it. And another salute to all those who joined us on our journey thus far. Our 3-day event, Quit Slacking and Make It Happen, has ended, but the journey isn't over. These past 3 days has just reconfirmed my belief that I'm heading on the right path to find success in all I want to do this year and beyond. I have been re-energized to keep pushing forward. My special guests, supporters, and newly found friends, Kason, Angel B, Cynthia, and Catherine, brought their knowledge and energy to the Full Fantasy Radio airwaves, and I'm just hoping that my listeners, you out there who's always tuned in and always showing your support over the years, are also feeling encouragement, motivation, inspiration to follow through with your current projects and ideas and dreams, which was intended mission for our 3-day event. Now, last night, as I was ending the show, I left with an open invitation for listeners, supporters who tuned in live or archives, however it is you tuned in, to keep us updated, whether doing a live show Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. by email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, contact form on our website, phonefantasyradio.com, or Facebook inbox. Share your story with us. Let us celebrate you taking the initiative to make it happen. I'm so pumped and excited for what the future will hold for us. So that open invitation for everybody. Share your story. Call up anytime, 805-830-8320, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, because, you know, Wednesday is going to be, we're going to have company. So you can't call and interrupt us when we have company. I'm on a mission when we have company, so I won't answer your calls. But, you know, it's still an open invitation regardless of the fact. Hit me up on Facebook. Send me a message. Let me know. You know I'm always online. So do all that. And I'll share your story for you right here on Full Fantasy Radio. These past 3 events or shows on Full Fantasy has just been enlightening, and I enjoy myself. I'm so thankful for coming across such wonderful people. And if you missed the show this week, then you can always visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com, or right here at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, and check out the archives. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is, and I'm feeling good about tonight. So right now, on tonight's show, I have 2 wonderful guests coming to the hot seat. We have reality TV star Mama Joyce from The Real Housewives of Atlanta coming in, and R&B pop sensation T-Jazz, both coming to Atlanta. Yes. I'm so excited. excited for that. They are two phenomenal people. And you know what? I'm ready to let my hair down. You know, these past 2 days, I've been on a mission. And now I just want to relax and let my hair down and enjoy myself. Now, you could call us up, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. And I have the chat room open at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. The chat room is always open. You know, I'm ready for y'all. I am ready for y'all. Okay, so I got a little time for my guests to arrive, for the first guest to arrive. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk some more with y'all. So stay tuned.
Are you ready?
Daddy told me so.
You ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be, growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Before that, we played Fergie, Glamorous, featuring Ludacris, and I'm pumped, I'm energized, I'm ready for my guests, and they're coming, you know, they're calling in, waiting for them to call in so we can get this conversation popping. Okay, so with all the fuss about coming back to the airwaves and this three-day event, I didn't pay close attention to the fact that it's Black History Month, folks. So throughout the show, I will share some quotes and even recite a poem by some famous African Americans for you. So I hope you enjoy that. And with that being said, let me go ahead and share this quote by the late, great Martin Luther King Jr. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will take the final word. That was a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And to this day, we are working towards just that. Stop the violence, stop the racism. You know, we are all in this together. And when I say we're all in this, I mean this journey of life. So we need to take heed to what this profound individual have to say. All right, folks. It's about that time. Okay. It's not about that time. I gotta wait. I gotta be patient. I gotta stay focused. Stay focused, crush. That's my goal, is to stay focused. Once again, you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I see the 917 here. I think I know who it is, but I'm going to say hi anyway. 917, how you doing?
Hi.
What you doing down there, Charisma?
Playing 5,000.
You playing cards?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We wait for our guest to call in. I know you wanted to hear from her. Are you going to come back to New York?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I believe it when you're knocking on the door. Okay. I'll put you back on hold. If y'all don't know, that is my roommate, actually, Charisma. She's currently still from the holiday season down in Alabama. You know, she's going to come back soon, hopefully, but she's still down there. And once again, not once again, but let me tell y'all, okay, next week, Monday to Thursday, I'm on air 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Monday nights is called the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined with La Crush Heart. And that's when I play my music. I got my playlist going, and we start talking about different topics and things that, you know, may have happened in the news, and I have different themes coming up, and, you know, I may have a spotlight of an independent artist come to the stage, or the hot seat, if you will. So that's Monday nights. Tuesday night is called The Honey Suite. Now, in The Honey Suite, I start a new theme. Every second Tuesday, it's going to be reality TV show. So that's what's going on every Tuesday for that. And it looks like our guest is here, so I'm going to get back to all that a little later. But right now, it looks like our guest is here. Bring them on real quick. Hello and welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Fine.
And is this Cutie, Jazz?
No, this is Mama Joyce. QT Jazz is at 9:45.
Oh, right. That is true. How you doing, Mama Joyce? Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, I didn't, your voice was real high-pitched, so I thought it was a younger voice, but how are you, regardless?
Well, I am young. How are you?
I didn't mean it like that, Mama Joyce. I'm sorry. Okay, so if for all of those that just tuned in, we finally have our phenomenal woman herself, who has been seen in action on the hit reality TV show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And now she also, you may know her as the mother of the mega singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, Candy, who is always making things happen. It's Mama Joyce. Thank you for your support and sharing your time with us tonight. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm finally on the airwaves. I get to speak to you. This week has just been awesome for me. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's great. How's the weather?
It sucks. I'm in New York City, and it sucks. Got snow on the ground. It's 20 degrees. It sucks.
Okay.
Sorry, just got to keep it real with you. What about down there? Where you at?
Well, we're trying to get y'all's like a little runoff. It's getting cold back again.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're trying to get that little chill. It's coming back on us again. But other than that, it's okay.
That's great. Okay, I want to jump in and ask you to tell us about Mama Joyce. Who are you? What you do? All that good stuff. We want to hear from you?
Well, I'm just a mom that loves a daughter and a granddaughter, and I'm from Atlanta. I was born and raised in Atlanta. I had 13 brothers and sisters. My mom was born in Atlanta. She didn't have any brothers and sisters. And my father was born here, was brought up here. He wasn't born here. But we've lived here all our lives. Really, Atlanta's a big place, but when you was brought up here, it's a small place.
Right.
So you pretty much know somebody or know of somebody pretty much everywhere in Atlanta.
Right.
So I've been here all my life, and my family has been here all our lives. I have a host of nieces and nephews all around Atlanta, in the suburbs and all around.
Yeah.
Nieces and nephews and cousins and just all of us. We all around here.
That is cool to be surrounded by all your family. So I'm sure that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling that, you know somebody in your neighborhood. Because I'm up here in New York, but most of my family's in South Carolina. So I think that's an awesome thing. Okay, so I hear you on a mission, Mama Joyce. I hear you on a mission to reinvent yourself. I mean, you have spent the last 2 years on display with the show. Do you feel that there's a need to reboot your image to the people?
Well, I felt like this year it was, because I think I was a little misunderstood this year. I felt like this year was a year that people kind of misunderstood my intentions, and seemed like people were beginning to feel like I was more worried about Candy's money and her taking care of me than I was her. And it was a thing that Candy never have had to take care of me. I've always been self-supporting, which Candy is very good to me. Mm-hmm. But I've always been independently self-supporting. She's a very good daughter, and I just always wanted her to be able to support she and Riley, and I'm always here for them. And I just never wanted what I have to end up in the wrong hands. Because everything I have will go to them.
Right. That's cool. You have the opportunity to set the record straight and let those who listen hear you out. What is it that you really want them to know about Mama Joyce?
Well, I just want them to know that I just love my daughter. I may be a little too overprotective, basically because I had a son that was killed in a car accident in 1991. I had two children, and he was killed when he was 22 in 1991. And I guess from that kind of pushed me to be a little overprotective of Candy. Because when you only have two children, quite naturally, and you lose one, you kind of put a little more overprotectiveness in the other one. And right. I think that's what I've done. And I've always been there for her. I look out for her. And I just don't want no one to take advantage of her. And that's just my main thing. Candace's a really good person. She has a big, great heart, and she's easygoing, and she's a very creative person, and she's an excellent business person. And she only sees people in a very good light. She don't look for nothing bad in people. She only sees the good in everybody. Mm-hmm. And She a lot of things what we see or some other person might see, she'll miss.
Right.
And a lot of people will have a tendency to take advantage of that, because she will overlook some things what some people won't, will miss, you know.
Right.
She'll miss some things that other people wouldn't. And not saying that, you know, now she's not slow by any means, but that's just because she's got a good heart and she's been giving everybody a chance.
Right. Okay, so now I'm going to, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, first of all, and I want to commend you because I've been having these discussions. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't follow your show. I hit bits and pieces, but I've been having a discussion about, you know, the fact that you and Candy are being so real with your relationship to this actual reality TV show. Now, I say that only to say that some of these reality shows are scripted and, you know, they're edited all different kind of ways, so you don't really know what's reality and what's TV. But the fact that you and her are having this mother and child relationship, and she's grown. You know, she's no longer, you know, your baby, but she's a grown woman, and y'all still retain your relationship as mother and child, you know. So I definitely appreciate that as far as the reality of the housewives in Atlanta. Now, you're not a newbie to the limelight. Your daughter, like you said, is a superstar, awesome entrepreneur. She's creative since the 90s. How has it, or rather, how is it for you as a parent of someone so ambitious and well-known? How has it affected your life, and how did the show change that?
Well, I really, Escape started in my basement. You know, it was really shortly after my son passed, and I think that's what really kept me going, you know, having the girls practice and go on in my basement. That just really kept me going when my son passed. Mm-hmm. And with that just gave me something to look forward to, having them practice and singing and cooking for them and having them go, you know, singing, taking them to little auditions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was just something for me to just to take my mind off of what had happened. And so I just never knew that it would grow into what it did, you know. And Candy was like in the 10th grade, and then by the time she was in the 11th grade, they had a hit record, and and they were signed. So I was, you know, I've always been supportive of what she's done, but I've always been realistic in trying to help her save her money and make sure that she didn't spend her money, and I was there saving her money as well as I've always saved my money, just in case things didn't work out and she wanted to go back to school, the money would be there.
Yeah, right.
So if she wanted to go back to school, she could go back to school. And but just so happened she went from singing to writing and just have went on from there. But I've always made sure that the money was there for her to do whatever she wanted to do. And I never made sure that I didn't spend her money. I wouldn't spend her money. And the money that I had, I wouldn't spend my money because I was afraid of her not being able to go back to school or not being able to do what she wanted to do. So I just wanted to just be there, you know, make sure she could, you know, have a good future in whatever she wanted to do.
That is awesome. Can you tell us how things are with you and Candy right now?
Things are great. In fact, I just got off the phone talking to her a few minutes ago, and we're doing great. We, you know, we talk pretty much every day, and we're doing great. You know, I love her. That's my heart. She and Riley, they're just my heart. You know, and that's just the only thing I can say. And she know everything I have is for them,
right?
And I just don't want what I have to go to the wrong place. And trust me, I have accumulated over my years. I have accumulated quite a bit myself.
I want to ask you, how has doing the reality TV show affected your life and your relationship with your family, like with Raleigh and Candy? How would you say this show has, you know, really affected your relationship with them?
Well, at first, I didn't really realize that the show would. That I would be such a part of the show. I didn't know, because for years I was used to her being in the limelight, but I was kind of more or less in the back. You know, mm-hmm. I was just Candace's mom, and I would say a momager, and I just kind of advised her on the financial part, on how to advise her with how to put her money and where to invest and, you know, what stocks and this and that to buy and that type of thing. And so that part of it was just always on the back burner, and it wasn't until the show came along. I never thought of being on TV or anything myself, because that mm-hmm. was never part of my plan. So when the TV came along, I didn't even know that I would be a part of it. And mm-hmm. This is kind of like just some came up that I was not aware of, and it just kind of just slipped in, and as me coming into it, it just and becoming more one of the main characters, I'm like, how did this happen, you know?
Right.
I don't even know myself, you right. know.
So if you had the opportunity to do this and sign up for this all over again, would you?
I really didn't sign up for it. She did.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, would you? Because, I mean, I'm sure they gave you the option if you want to be on or not, right?
Well, they gave her the option, and I didn't know that I would be part of her storyline.
Right. Okay.
But if I had known then, I probably would have stayed away from her storyline.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I had known then like I know now, I probably would have stayed
right.
away from it.
Right. Okay. You know what? I'm just happy that you decided to come onto our show in Ecstatic and, you know, clear up some misunderstandings, and people can see a different side of you than what's cut and edited and put it on the so-called, I put my quotations up, reality TV, because to me you sound normal. You're talking, we're vibing, we're having a nice conversation. So, you know, this is the
well,
society.
I am normal, you know, and
well,
I mean,
know,
I get a lot. I have, my friends are some of my friends I've had from the eighth grade. I mean, I have friends from the very eighth grade all the way. We still go on trips together. I mean, I have friends in Atlanta that 40 years, I mean, all of my friends, pretty much I've had years and years and years. And the people that I know that know me, they know the real story.
Right.
They know that what I say, I don't lie.
Right.
They know that I would not lie on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say something, they know that I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie on Candy. I wouldn't lie on my grandchild. I wouldn't lie on anyone, not just to tell a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say something, they know that I would not lie. And one person asked me, say, well, when you do interviews, like I've done several interviews on the TV lately, and they said, well, do you be nervous? I said, no, you know, I don't be nervous. And they say, well, it don't bother you? I say, no, because if you tell the truth, you don't have to be nervous. If you tell them the truth, you just say what you have to say, because you don't have to remember the truth. You just say it.
Right.
And if you're telling the truth, you just repeat what's the truth. So I don't never have to worry about missaying what I've said, because I said the truth. And that's the same way on the show. When I say something, I just say what I just – and our show is reality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not – I don't be talking, and it's not fake. Now, some things they take – you know, they take – which they, you know how they take and take, record and record, and they don't put everything in. So some things could be put in that I would like for them, that they don't put in that I would have liked to have had put in, and it would make it look a different way.
Right.
But the bottom line is whatever I have said, I did say it. But the bottom line is I say whatever I said, I did say it. I'm not going to ever say I didn't say something. I said what I said. But it may have been taken out of content, but I did say it. At the bottom line, I did say it. Because I am a truthful person, and I don't lie.
Okay. Now, if you just tuned in, we have Mama Joyce on air with us, and it's such a pleasure to chat with you. What's keeping you active these days besides the whole reality situation? What are you getting into?
Oh, just regular grandmother home stuff. You know, I cook, I do my housework, and I'd be with my sisters and just regular household things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it, you know. And then go do my little shopping and just everything.
Okay. So, you know, it's practically, you know, still in the first half of the year and New Year's came. Did you set any goals personally or professionally for the New Year?
No. Well, one goal is last year, my goal was to keep my weight off. My goal is this year is not to lose any more weight.
Okay. Got to find a happy medium.
Yeah. Yes, so I'm at the weight that I wanted, and I don't want to lose any more weight.
Okay. So well, congratulations.
That's where I am now.
Congratulations on your weight loss. I, too, have lost weight, and I'm still on my way to losing some more weight. So that's my goal for this new year, personally. So congratulations on your weight loss. And
I want to thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank Tara Thomas Agency for setting this up. This is your representative. How did you start out working with Tara Thomas Agency?
Well, I was kind of really in a slump because, you know, everybody had depicted me as this mom that seemed like was this greedy mom. I mean, what really set it off when I think Cynthia was on the Andy show, she and Sarah Bernhardt, and they made the statement of Candy Mom is something about Candy's mom, and how does she make it, you know? And Cynthia said, well, I think Candy take care of her, and that really upset me because I was like, well, Candy don't take care of me, you know?
Right.
And Sarah Bernhardt said, well, Candy should just cut her off because I'm like this. I'm going to speak my piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what I feel. You're not going to, you don't have enough money to shut me up, you know.
That's right.
And so when she said that, I was really upset because, for one thing, Candy does not take care of me. Now, Candy will give me anything that I need. If I wanted something or if I need something, my daughter is the best daughter you could ever ask for, but she does not take care of me. And she have never had to. But if I want her to do something or if I need something, I won't even tell her because she would go out of her way to do it. And so when she said that upset me. So, I mean, it really upset me, you know, and it kind of put me in a slump. And so my friend Christina, who had been talking to Ms. Thomas, said, You need to talk to a publicist so you can let them know, you know, how you feel because, you know, you're just laying around here and you're just getting depressed and everything about this and you need to let them know, you know, that, you know, how you feel about it. And so that's when I talked with Tara and we just started talking to different people and I didn't realize so many people wanted to talk to me. And from that point on, I've been talking to different people, and I didn't know as many people wanted to talk to me. I've been going on different TV, radio stations and talking to different people and just kind of letting them know how I felt about it.
Right. And how has
from that point on,
been?
I feel a lot better.
Okay. And how has that
response been? I'm sorry.
How has that response been for you? It's been great.
It's been great because, you know, when it's, for one thing, I've never been, and that's been a victim, you know. I'm nobody's victim. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was beginning to feel like a victim, you know. And
right.
for a victim for something that I had not done because I hadn't done anything, you know.
Right.
I mean, I was feeling bad about something I haven't done, and I hadn't even gotten paid for, and people been talking about me and saying things about me for something that I hadn't even done.
Wow.
So I was feeling bad, you know. So I just had to get that straightened out, you know.
Well, thank you so much, Mama Joyce. I'm not going to hold you up. I'm glad you was able to come to the show once again and spend some time with us to set the record straight. I really do wish you the best in all that you have to do. You're such an awesome person. And thank you for raising such an awesome young woman. She is definitely an inspiration.
Well, thank you very much. I
appreciate
that.
She makes us proud. Thank you so much. We just had a nice conversation with Mama Joyce from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Well, she's not even from there. She's actually the mother of somebody from there. So let's clarify that.
But from Atlanta.
you're from Atlanta, but I'm talking about you're not from that reality show. You just, you know, you're from Atlanta, you know, home, born and raised and represent Atlanta, and you are the mother of somebody who's a star on that show. So we just happen to see you on
Thank
there.
You.
We're
thank
just trying
you
to clarify
so
that up. Once again,
thank you
for tuning in, and thank you so much for calling and spending the time with us. I have up next QT Jazz, R&B pop singer sensation. She's going to come on and she's going to share her story with us. Look forward to that. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. You're tuned into Faux Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320 is the number to call in. And we'll be right back.
Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces.
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Beyonce with Listen, and before that we had Tamila Mann with Take Me to the King. I love that song, Take Me to the King. I really do. She, her voice is phenomenal on there. And we just finished having an awesome interview with Mama Joyce. You may know her as Kansas Burris' mother. She's also on the reality TV show Real Housewives of Atlanta. So thank her so much for stopping by and showing support and sharing her story with us. Wishing her nothing but the best of luck right now. I am waiting for our next guest, QT Jazz Pop and R&B singing sensation. She has a lovely voice, and she's going to be coming to the show in just a few minutes. It's Black History Month, people, and as I said earlier, I'm going to be sharing quotes and songs and even maybe some poetry from many different African Americans throughout the show. And here's another quote from Zora Neale Hurston, How It Feels to Be Colored, Me, 1928. I am not tragically colored. There's no great sorrow dammed up in my soul, nor lurking behind my eyes. Even in the helter-skelter skirmish that's in my life, I have seen that the world is to the strong, regardless of a little pigmentation, more or less. No, I do not weep at the world. I'm too busy sharpening my oyster knife. So How It Feels to Be Colored Me. Look her up. We're going to find out more information about that author right there. Shout out to Russ in London. I see you in the chat room, Russ, being naughty as always. Missed you last night. Shout out to the 562. And shout out to the 917. Charisma is way in Alabama right now. Hopefully she'll be back to New York City soon. So before we got interrupted, let me tell you about the rest of the week next week. You know, we got the Honey Suite, which comes on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we have a brand new segment. We have a brand new segment that we are calling Really Realism Reality TV. Something like that. It's Really Realism Tuesdays. That's exactly the actual name. I don't know. I might change it before then, because that's like a tongue twister right there. Really Realism Tuesdays. So, but tune in next week to Really Realism Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on the Honey Suite. But we'll have a candid discussion on reality TV shows. We're just going to pick one out of random. Okay, it might not be that random. I'm going to do my research on it. So it's going to be pick one out of random, and we're going to hear your thoughts about them. Is it reality? Do you relate to it? Does it relate to your reality? Like, do you believe that it's happening like that? I don't know. We're just going to talk about it next Tuesday. Wednesday, I have two new guests coming to the Fantasy Limelight. They're going to be my first Fantasy Limelight guest. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. The first one is a little bit different than what I'm usually have, but the first guest is Diamonds. It's spelled D-I-E-M-E-N-S, which is awesome. Diamonds, they'll be my first guest. And then we have Andre Bernard coming. That's February 12th, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Limelight Presents. You know, live Q&A, got to represent, show our, you know, good nature. And then Thursday night, it's a brand new show, Thursday night. It's called Crushing After Dark. Now, Crushing After Dark is going to be our, dare I say it, mature show, you know, for the mature crowd. So, y'all know how we do. So, bear with me, people. Bear with me. So it's Crushing After Dark, and I'm actually going to have a special guest co-host. She's from Novelty, online sex stores called Novelties. That's T-E-A-Z-E. Go like the page, which is awesome. Novelties. She's going to come a co-host, and we're going to share some ideas about Valentine's Day, because, you know, next Thursday is the day before Valentine's Day, so we're going to have some gift ideas for you. We may have a raffle or two. We may even have some giveaways. I'm thinking of doing some giveaways for Soul Fantasy Radio. We're going to have some fun. So definitely tune in Tuesday, Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central to Phone Fantasy Radio right here at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Visit our website always at www.phonefantasyradio.com to catch the archives of all our shows. They're always recorded, and it's right there on a player for you to just tune in and listen to. Also, we're offering our services at Phone Fantasy Radio for those that may want to advertise your business. You may want to spotlight your business or spotlight your upcoming event on Phone Fantasy Radio. So definitely visit our website so you can show your support. And we can support you because we're definitely supporters of the arts and business and entrepreneurship. So, you know, go check it out. Right now I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to finish chopping it up.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Down.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want.
Welcome back. to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your hostess, the Crush Hearts, a little Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop. Y'all not going to sit up here and tell me y'all don't have that as a ringtone or in your phone or something like that, because that song is definitely popping. I don't care about twerking on the stage. That got nothing to do with me. I enjoy the song, and I did have it as a ringtone. You know what? It's 2014, and we're making it happen, and ain't nobody going to stop us this year. Last year, there was people trying to jump all up in you. Yeah, that's not going to happen this year. We're not going down there. We're not about that life this year. This year, we're about to just get it cracking. We're going to get it popping. We're going to do it up big. We got big things. We got big things planned. And you know what? We're going to just take it to the next level, especially here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Now, I'm sitting here waiting for my guests to call in and waiting for QT Jazz, R&B pop sensation. excuse me. We're supposed to be interviewing her. Once again, special shout out to Charisma and her fam out there in Alabama doing it up big, playing cards and having a good time while we freezing up here in Brooklyn, New York. The snow is here. The cold is here. Shout out to Russ over in London. What you doing, Russ? He being a perv. That's what he said. He's being a perv in the chat room. Talking about he got a load for me. What? What are you doing? Stop that. Stop that, Russ. You know I read what you type. You got to stop that. Don't put that up there. Hey, follow us on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, at La Crush Hearts, LaKrushHearts. And also, we're on Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Right. We had our 3-day event, Quit Slacking and Make It Happen. You can catch the rebroadcast on phonefantasyradio.com. I also left, I'm going to say this again, I left with an open invitation last night for all the listeners and supporters who tuned in live or archived the Quit Slacking and Make It Happen event to keep me updated. Whether doing a live show Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday from 9 to 11 by email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, our website contact, phonefantasyradio.com, or Facebook inbox, share your story with us. Let us celebrate you taking the initiative to make it happen this year. I'm so pumped and excited for what the future have to hold for both of us, you and I. I'm so excited about that. I got a call from the 678. We're going to see who this is. 678, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kitty Jazz.
Oh, she's right. I'm sorry. How are you doing,
I'm
Miss Jazz?
Sorry.
Forgot
I'm
about
fine.
Me.
How are you? Well, I didn't forget. I just didn't know until just now, and I immediately called. So,
oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on our show. This is Soul Fantasy Radio, everybody. This is R&B pop singing sensation, veteran to the game, QT Jazz. And she is a cutie, y'all. Let me give you a shout out. QT Jazz, I just got to say this, first of all, before we go anywhere, I'm loving your videos, and I love your hair.
I can't rock that,
but I'm loving your hair, dude. You got the little fuzz going on. You got it going down your back. I can't do that, but... But it's looking good. Now, for those that do not know about QT Jazz, tell us about yourself.
Well, like she said, I am an R&B and pop singer. I am a dancer and actress, and I'm based out of the A-Town. I've been singing since I was about 3 years old and dancing since I was 7. And I really grew up in the industry. I've trained with choreographers who'd worked with people like Beyonce and Ciara and Janet Jackson. And I really grew up around, like, Escape and the Braxtons, you know, Tamar Braxton and Toni Braxton. So with all that, I've grown to love music. And, you know, I have a lot of different singles coming out. My EP is coming out soon. I just got signed to Pretty Hustle, which is Tiny from the T.I. and Tiny show, of course, her label, and I'm so excited about that. So many, many things in the works.
That is awesome. All right. You're doing big things. And that's our theme for 2014 on this show, is to quit slacking and make it happen. And it sounds like you're definitely making it happen. Now, you say you've been singing for such a young age. Where did you do the talent show theme? Did you do the church scene? How did that, you know, besides, you know,
well,
in the basement?
It was actually a number of things. Of course, it started when I was at home. My mom just kind of started videotaping me, trying to figure out how to work the camera. And I started singing and dancing, and she was like, whoa, I need to put her in some professional training. So from then on, like, I would do Toys R Us commercials, and I just, you know, it's just something about how you know it's right for you. And, like, what's the right time, what's the right path to take, because it would happen and it would be such a miracle or such a blessing. It could be nothing but, you know, heaven sent. So I would, like, go into Toys R Us commercial auditions for parts of a seven-year-old being 3 years old and still book them. And that would just, you know, lead me to the next audition or the next event that I had to go to, and from then on, it's been smooth sailing so far.
Smooth sailing so far. Okay, I gotta tell you, we got Russ in the chat room. He's from London, and he told me to give you a shout out from London. And he says you have a cute voice.
Yes, thank you.
I would see that, Russ? He's looking out for you, Russ.
If I would like to dream to go to a place, it would definitely be like London, somewhere overseas, just like that's really beautiful. So definitely shout out to London.
Shout out to London. That sounds awesome. I don't want to go across seas, but okay, that's what you want to do. So okay, what's the first song you professionally recorded? Is this your first time on the recording something? What's the first thing you've done?
Well, I started off in a group, which was QT Posse, which is where the name QT Jazz originated from. You know, it was QT Jazz, and actually Star, which is now in the OMG Girls, was QT Meek. And from then on, I've just continued to carry the name with me. And I mean, yeah, it's been something that people can identify with me with. And, of course, I support the OMG Girls, and they support me full on. So we're the best of friends.
That is definitely cool. Okay, we got to ask, how old are you, ma'am?
I keep saying I just turned, because it feels so important to me that I turned 18 in October, and it was just the best time of my life when I turned, you know, 18, and that day all my family and friends came over, and yeah, so I'm 18.
No London, I mean, no Russ, I'm not going to, he's going to type something now that he knows you're of age. He's going to type something, I know he is. Now he knows you're of age, he's going to type something, I know he is. Now, tell people, how can they find out about you and your music? And then we're going to go and play one of your...
Well, you can definitely contact me on my website, which is, you know, the main source of all my latest videos, music, which is qtjazz.com, QTJAZZ, real easy. And that's the same for my Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It's all under QTJazz. And I have, like, a sad addiction to Instagram, so I will definitely be on there.
Yes, I know. I've seen some of your pictures.
It's sad. Like, I post pictures every now and then, but I'm on there excessively.
Oh, Okay. Well, y'all can also check out her video, Heels and Bags. Okay, tell us about that right there, because that is just a fun, spunky. Like I said, I'm loving the hair, the shoes.
Thank you.
I can't wear none of that, but I like it.
Well, Heels and Bags, the idea for the song really originated from the fact that we were trying to, you know, kind of bring girls together. In a sense, because we don't see that happen. We don't see girls supporting other girls. We just recently saw, well, I was, you know, so overwhelmed and surprised when I saw, like, Kelly Rowland bring Seven out for Black Girls Rock, but that was, like, the first time I've ever seen it being done that big or, you know, that massive.
Right.
But other than that, it's just rappers hopping on other rappers' songs and supporting each other. So, for those bags, what other things do girls talk about? I talk about Heels and Bags, and of course we had to put Baby Doll from the OMG Girls on the song. So when she got on the song and we shot the video, it was probably one of the best days of my life, just having everyone there and supporting, you know, the whole shoot and the whole project.
That's cool, because the video is actually the big earrings on. You looking good, girl. I'm feeling the makeup. I'm like, okay, now. You know, and then, you know, they hit me up, like, can you get this person on your show next week? And I'm like, okay, let me see. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can get her. I booked her, yeah. I'm like, okay, sign her up. Sign her up, for real, sign her up. And then I went on from there. I was like, okay, let me see what you're about. And, you know, and this track, Back Up Off the Wall.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, that's it. That's the joint. That's the joy. I'm like, yes. Like, I can't wear those heels you have on, but I can get my back up off the wall. I can do my two.
Yes. Well, when we created Back Up Off the Wall, it was definitely another, you know, jammer. I was really, that would be my first, you know, official video. And with that, I definitely wanted to showcase everything, you know, lay it all out on the table. So as far as dancing was concerned, I wanted it to be a big part of the video. And what better way than getting our backs up off the wall?
That's right. No, that is right. Get up and dance, y'all. All right, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to play this track. I believe this is Heels and Bags, QT Jazz featuring Baby Doll. Right now we got QT Jazz live on the airwaves with us. Let's take this quick break and listen to some of her music, and, you know, we definitely understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling about her music, okay? And we'll be right back soon into Phone Fantasy Radio.
You know I wanna ball, time to hit the mall, about to get it cracking, shot it what's happening. You know I'm popping tags, when I hit the stove, yeah, you already know.
Girl, and I'm looking like, oh,
popping tags, you about to get it cracking. No one popping tags, you about to get it cracking. No one popping tags, you about to get it cracking.
QT Jazz, Bags and Heels, and you are tuned into Full Fantasy Radio. I'm Lil Crush Hearts, and I do have a special guest, QT Jazz, on the line with me right now. Okay, so you're doing big things. You signed to the Tiny label. You got an EP dropping. What do you have in store for us for this year?
Well, our main focus is the EP right now. I'm going to release my single with Juwan Harris, which is called Prom Night, before prom gets started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about that record because we did that actually about a year ago, and we just really wanted to drop it in the right timing, of course, because of the whole theme of the song, and so definitely be on the lookout for that. And my EP, which is dropping in the spring. I'm really keeping my fingers crossed because I've been working really hard on it with my brother, which is also my producer. He produced Hills Bags and Back Up Off the Wall and all the songs on the EP. So it was a really vulnerable time, though, writing the EP because not only, you know, am I working with family, but it was kind of my first time experiencing writing out loud is what I would call it, because, you know, some people can write on paper, but for it to transpire into a song, it's much different. And so for me to talk about, you know, things like boys or whatever the case is, and I'm kind of expressing them to my brother, it was a little awkward at first for me, but eventually it turned out to be some really beautiful songs that kind of hit home for me.
Okay, so you're a songwriter, you're a singer, pop artist, dancer. I mean, you got it going on right now. You're starting to really just, you know, get into your career. Even though you've been doing this for so long, you're really starting to get into your career, and you're starting to get awareness, and you're starting to experience new things. Like, so, you know, with your EP dropping and you have so much talent, how do you unwind? How do you just be you? Like,
well, I used to separate them, you know, it used to be a difference, and there used to be kind of like an underlying joke in the house because my real name is Jasmine, and so we'd say, you know, these are Jasmine clothes and those are QP Jazz clothes or something like that. But as I grow older, I kind of see them, the two ideas of the different people emerging into one person. So, you know, fun for me is going into the studio and writing for days. Fun used to be kind of going to dance class and then maybe going to the movies afterwards or whatever the case was. But, you know, as I get older, my love for music is growing. And mm-hmm. I'm happy about that. I'm really happy about
that. That's cool. That, you know, that's cool. You know, you are finding your own right now. So, you know, you say you've been around. It's,
sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I'm enrolled in college. I just started the semester. So please, everyone, keep their fingers crossed for me. It's my first time in my first class, but my teachers are really nice so far, so good.
All right. Well, you know what? Big up to that. And congratulations. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck in school. You know, stay focused.
It's definitely online. Definitely online. But I like it. I really like it. I think it's so cool, like, learning all the different things. And I'm sitting here telling my sister, as if she didn't go to college and get a degree in the same, you know, area as if. But it's exciting for me, so.
Right. When you learn something new that you just want to share it with the world, like, oh, my goodness, I know exactly that feeling. I really do. I know that feeling. As soon as you find something out, some information, now I'm calling somebody, you know what? Yeah, I know that already, crush. Oh, okay. Yeah, but I just share that with somebody. You know, you just want to share the knowledge. I mean, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Start, you know, explore that too. Yay. So for those who just tuned in, we have QT Jazz on the phone with us. She's telling us about QT Jazz. You know, she's telling us about what's going on with her. Now, let's talk about a little bit of love. We got to go to a little bit of love.
Oh, gosh.
Do you currently have someone that you write about?
I write about multiple, you know, different situations that have happened up to my life so far, just the 18 years of it. I don't know. It's not that many 808 heartbreaks or anything, but you'll definitely hear everything that I say in my EP is definitely true or something I experienced, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. We're not gonna go any further.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're like I said, you're a veteran at this. You've been around celebrities, you know, to us normal people. you know, you're in like the mecca of music right now, which is Atlanta, GA. You know, Russ is asking me if you're in Arizona, so I had to let him know that you're in Atlanta.
Okay.
So you're like, you know, you know T.I., you know Tiny, you know Escape. So that whole celebrity status thing, is there anybody out there that you do consider a celebrity, or are they just all friends to you?
Well, if I met so-and-so one day, you know, would I freak out? Probably if I met, like, Justin Timberlake or a Beyonce or a Bruno Mars. I wouldn't say I would freak out, but I would be like, oh, man, like,
starstruck.
That's Bruno Mars. Yes. That would be the only, like, the top three people, because just because I admire them so much, it's not so much of their celebrity status or whatever you want to call it. It's really more so about their music and their work ethic and mm-hmm. how I try and, you know, just be like them and structure myself to do music and take from what I like about each artist and incorporate into my music.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So who would you want to do an album with?
An album with?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I say this only because, you know, I kind of feel the similarities between what me and my brother share, how Justin Timberlake always works with Timberland with his albums. Every album is something reinvents his new, but it's still his sound. And I really, like I said, I really admire the fact that he sticks to what works. And so if I had to work with anybody, it would definitely be them two, you know, take me and my brother to the studio and just make magic. It would be beautiful.
Okay, so I'm debating in the chat room right now. Are you from Arizona or are you in Atlanta?
I'm in Atlanta, definitely.
All right.
Definitely from the A, born and raised, Georgia Beach.
Okay. There you go.
Represent.
There you go. We cleared it up, Rush. We cleared it up. Don't send me no messages.
He's like, no, she said A-Town.
Right. That's exactly what he texted me. He said he does some Facebook investigating. He's on his computer.
Yeah.
And he's like, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm like, no, you're on the wrong Facebook page, sir.
Atlanta. But I've never been to Arizona, but when I get there, I'll definitely remember this moment. And, yeah.
Like that guy from London.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you I've been asking some awesome questions, but let me just ask you some awesome questions. Who inspires you when it comes to writing? You know, you said it's mostly experiences, but, you know, how do you come together and write a song? I tried to write a song. I don't sing. I try to write a rap, okay? Don't laugh at me because I try to write a rap.
It's okay.
And the hook was, I'm a bad fluffy chick, okay? I know. And everybody laughed at me. And,
it might just need some revamping. But as far as who inspired me to write, I really listened to, and forgive me if I pronounce her name wrong, Jhené Aiko or Aku. Mm-hmm. I've heard it pronounced so many different ways, so I'm like, oh, okay. But she is... The way she writes and her melodies, and you can tell and you can feel it through her songs. I'm really inspired to write like Bruno Mars because, again, everything he says, you can feel it. I'm thinking in my head, whoa, he's actually like doing the gorilla thing. When he came out with the last song, I really feel his music in my heart when he sings it, and that's kind of what I want my music to say. I want people to say, oh, yeah, I went through that with that boy, and he was trifling and all this stuff. And, yeah, I miss Unlucky Love, too, or whatever. You know, like, that's one of the names of my song. So I want other people to just be able to relate like I do to people I admire and artists I listen to.
That's cool. That is definitely cool. Well, thank you. Thank you so much once again. It was a pleasure talking to you. I want to go ahead and play your next joint, get your back up off the wall, because I like that song. I'm just letting you know I do like that song. I like this, you know, I happen to go to YouTube. Okay, so tell people once again, QT, the letter Q, the letter T, Jazz, JAZZ.com is your website. Your social networks?
QT Jazz, Instagram, Twitter, all QTJAZZ.
Okay, Facebook. He got Jazz Jasmine. I don't know if that's you on Facebook. Is that you on Facebook?
No, it's a couple different ones. But if you really want like the soul, like connection, daily, I would definitely say Instagram, Twitter, and my website, which has a contact form like on it where you can message me, and all the emails go directly to me. So. As far as Facebook, it's under QT Jazz, but I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to find it on there.
Yeah, you type in your name and four other pages come up, so we don't know which one is you. Okay.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Go to the website. There we go. We're just going to go to the website. Go to the website, Russ. All her links at the website, Russ.
Yes.
Okay, right now we're going to check out your next single, Back Up Off the Wall. This is QT Jazz, a Georgia Peach representing the A. And you're tuned in to Full Fantasy Radio. I'll be right back.
Yeah, your back up off the wall. If you've been a party with me, kinda stay. Then I suggest you stay at home. Yeah, don't overheat like a beret. Ain't taking serious like D.I. And I'm whipping my hair, but no, I ain't below. And if you came to stay, then this right here's your chance. Get it up, 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 up. Now, Mr. the boys, if you got the face, then I got the trouble.
Welcome back to Full Fantasy Radio. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and that right there was QT Jazz. Get your back up off the wall. Now, told you I like that song because the beat is not blaring. It's so laid back. And you could just do an easy two-step and just slide on in the middle of the floor. Just get a two-step going.
Yes. Get your back up off the wall.
Yeah, you know, get your back up off the wall. Just slide on in the middle of the floor. Like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. You know, I can't Dougie. I'm not going to sit up there and act like I can't Dougie. I'm not going to cat daddy. I'm just going to do my easy two-step.
Just
no,
keep it right there in that box.
Uh-huh. That's right, uh-huh, you know. Right there. I'm back in on the wall, though. I'm in my box. I'm back in on the wall. Okay, so the beats and everything that, you know, you said the production, is all that coming from your brother?
Definitely. He's worked with some, you know, multiple different artists. Rocco, from Gerald LaVert to Candy to, of course, Tiny to Tamar to the OMG girls and me. So awesome. I aspire to be like him. He's such a good soul. He has such a good heart.
And, yeah, you know, that's my big brother.
Oh, shout out to the big brother. Which is also awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and your energy. I'm glad that I was able to get a chance to have you on my show. I really do appreciate you, and I'm wishing you the best of luck with your EP.
Thank you. And
I will keep looking out for you.
Please, I will be contacting everyone back when the EP drops, because I'm just freaking excited about it. So you'll be hearing from me. It's going to be called The Posse.
The Posse?
It's going to be called The Posse to represent, you know, everyone who's been holding me down so far. And it's, you know, music from me, but it's for everyone I share, you know, everyone who supports me. I don't really like to use the word fan, but
right.
Everyone who supports me so far, so.
Right, thus far. It's just the beginning. You definitely making it happen, 2014, and we are going to applaud that and cheer, because that's what we do right here. I have to overview this button, because for the last 3 days, I did not have a clap button, and I needed a clap button. I'm over.
You had to clap yourself? You had to do the manual.
Yeah, I had to use it. No, I need effect. I did it for the effect. You know, just yay. You know, it's just my little clap. Yay. No, we need the crowd, the
effect, screaming.
Okay?
You're
used to thousands of people clapping at you. So I did it for the effect. You know, my little clap, yay. That's not going to do nothing for you. So I need to play the button for the effect. That's what that was.
Well, I definitely understand. I do. And
thank you so much
for having me. And, yeah, you have a nice night. And everyone who's listening, have a nice night. And, yeah.
All right, folks, you guys have been listening to my interview with QT Jazz. Check out her website, www.qtjazz.com. She's on Instagram. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. Like, subscribe. You know, check out the YouTube videos. It's nice. She's doing big things. I'm telling you, you're going to love her hair. Her hair is so nice. I like her hair. Saying that, you like her hair. And, once again, thank you so much. And good luck. I can't wait to hear the rest of your EP and your joints on there. I hope I'm snapping my fingers and tapping my feet. And hopefully we'll have you back.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
For those who are just tuning in, because I do see some people that are just tuning in, I see that I have Jersey in the building. Can I say hi to Jersey? Can I say hi to Jersey? Jersey. Hi, Jersey.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing better now that I hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. How was your evening?
So far, so good, quiet.
Aww. For those that don't know, this is Chris from New Jersey. I just thought I'd bring him on because I wanted to bother him a bit.
It's all good. Yes.
That's good. Did you like my interview with QT Jazz?
Yeah, it was real cool.
You like the little track she played? She just turned 18.
Yeah.
Little R&B pop sensation. She just signed to the Tiny and T.I. label. You know, she got an EP dropping soon this year. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, she's in good hands.
Definitely. And she also, we also had Mama Joyce earlier tonight. She came in and she actually said a quote. You know, she was talking about, you know, the reason why she started doing these shows and stuff like that. And she said a quote that stuck out. She said, "You don't have enough money to shut me up." I said, "You know what? That is the truest thing anybody can say. You can't pay me to be quiet. I like that. You don't have enough money to shut me up. I'm going to say what I got to say, and I'm going to let you know it. So shout out to Mama Joyce for blessing the airwaves of Phone Fantasy Radio. You know, had a good time tonight. Russ in London is telling me to shout out to you. And shout out to Princess. Hey, Princess. Princess is in the chat right now. Russ in London told me to tell you, shout out, Chris.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Hey,
I like that. Good looking out.
Right, he in London right now. So
right,
shout out
right.
to him. And we're doing big things over here at Phone Fantasy Radio. I was letting everybody know I'm back on air 4 days a week, Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. You can hit up the Facebook. You can hit up the Twitter. You got any shout-outs, Chris?
No, I don't have any shout-outs. Just shout-out to you. That's it. Just shout-out to you for doing what you do.
Damn, go me. Oh, look, Chris, I got my button. You heard it? Huh?
That's a beautiful round of applause.
Yes, I had to go get me a round of applause button. I needed it all week. I've been talking about it all week, so I finally got it up there, and I've been abusing it all night.
Sweet. That's really
oh, nice. Man. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to put you back on hold real quick. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when you come back, I'm going to say my goodbyes because it's nearly the end of the show. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in and supporting us. And like I said, I'll be right back.
Oh,
Hey, it's LaCrush Hearts, and thank you for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio. In celebration of Black History Month, I'll be reading a piece by one of my favorite authors, Maya Angelou, called Phenomenal Woman. Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arm, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room, just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellow stands or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, and the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. And that's that piece by Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Woman. Hope you enjoy. Hey, everybody. That was that piece by Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Woman. I am a phenomenal woman. And you know what? It's Black History Month. You can expect that and more throughout the month of February. We're going to be sharing quotes and I'll read poems and all that other good stuff. And I invite those who are spoken word artists, or if you have something that you want to share with us, you can hit me up on email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and I can read it for you. Or you can call in yourself, 805-830-8320, and read it yourself. Because that's what we're doing right here. Support us, we're going to support you. Support you, support us. That's the concept that we're trying to breathe into people. Support people, support. Once again, Dreams Moving Support Network. It's only $8.95. Check out the website, www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org. Shout out to everybody that's supported me this week, my first week back. The numbers are jumping. People are tuned in. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm re-energized. Shout out to all the special guests that came out this week. Oh, my goodness. I had a whole week full of guests and callers and people that just, you know, showed so much support and love. And I was just on it, you know. That's it. I was just winning this week. I was winning. And like I said, I'm re-energized. I'm ready. So next week, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, catch me here, Musically Inclined. And that's that. Remember to hit the website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Right now, I didn't play it yesterday. I apologize. I'm going to play it today. Shout out to Amber. Shout out to Amber, who actually did this for me. She created a little jingle, and I thought I was going to use it as my outro all week, and I can't because my computer just froze on me. Shout out to BTR for freezing my computer. Russ, baby. The Drama Princess, Chris, Charisma, thank y'all so much for tuning in and joining us tonight. Mama Joyce, QT Jazz, Catherine Waddell, Cynthia Randolph, Angel, B. and Kasan Bolton. Thank everybody for being guests on my show and sharing your energy and enlightenment and encouragement with us this week. And I want to say good night. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say good night. Good night.
From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Kind of freak of fantasy, limelight, musically and conscious, crushing out the dark. From fantasyradio.com. 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.